and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Rockets and militants attacking Israel as Hamas leaders say they've unleashed a new military operation against the country. Thousands of rockets have been fired and militants have infiltrated into the southern part of the country, according to Israeli officials. Israel conducting retaliatory strikes, saying Hamas has started a war. Former President Trump inserting himself into the House GOP's efforts to select a new speaker.
The former president has endorsed Jim Jordan over Steve Scalise for the job and floated the idea that he may come to Capitol Hill next week as Republicans make their choice. But even as Trump endorses Jordan, he is saying that he would be willing to serve as speaker himself.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Five former Arkansas inmates settling a lawsuit against a doctor who they say gave them the antiparasitic drug ivermectin to fight COVID-19 without their consent. Saturday's Powerball drawings shaping up to be worth $1.4 billion. This is ABC News. Delta Airlines set to pay out more than $27 million over refunds owed to passengers during the COVID pandemic.
When airlines were canceling flights due to low demand and travel restrictions during the pandemic, they were required to give cash refunds to passengers if they chose not to fly on another flight on that same airline. Delta allegedly did not do that and only offered flight credits instead of cash. Delta is not admitting any wrongdoing, but in a class action settlement, it's agreeing to pay $27 million plus lawyer fees and other expenses. Over 14,000 people will get money as a part of the settlement, but you had to register by September 12th to be eligible for compensation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Election conspiracy theorist and head of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, telling the Associated Press he's out of money as his attorneys are looking to leave his defense amid against defamation lawsuits over millions in unpaid legal fees. Lindell's accused of defaming Smartmatic and Dominion voting systems and propagating claims that the election was rigged. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Mark